Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
He just kind of, like, if Bob Costas could just start reading his autobiography on air while you watch the game, I think that's what Bob Costas wants.
I used to hold Bob Costas in such esteem, like back in the Olympics days and all that. And then the year he did the Olympics and he had pink eye. To this day, my wife, whenever she sees him, still calls him the eye guy. That's what she says. Oh, is that? She says, that's the eye guy. I'm like, you mean Bob Costas? Like one of the most famous broadcasters ever? She's like, yeah, the eye guy. That's just what she calls him. It's hilarious. But yeah, like as I've gotten older and as he's gotten gradually less like good calling games, I'm at a point where I'm like, yeah, the novelty of like Bob Costas being Bob Costas is worn off. He's just not entertaining to me. And I know I thought Ken and Lime a couple years ago had that great interview with him where he talked about like, I'm not cheering for any individual team. I'm cheering for a good game if you think I'm being biased. And it was like, okay. But I think after that series, is where Bob Costas really started to jump the shark for me.
Be honest with you, I've just never been in the Bob Costas business. But even now, it's just like, I listen, I'll be honest with you, I don't love team-friendly broadcasts either, but like, it'd be just nice if you could be interested in the game that you're calling there. But
cause on the flip side, I think Brian Anderson and Jeff Francoeur have been great.
I disagree.
You don't like them.
I'll be honest with you, I think baseball, so radio,
why TV. Why do you think they've been bad? Like, you don't think they're good broadcasters? Or do you think they've been too one-sided?
I don't really think they're that interesting. Hmm. I just don't hear a lot of actual insight that's interesting. The banter between baseball analysts and baseball play-by-play guys usually sucks and is stiff. There's just nothing organic. There's nothing interesting about it. So I guess the reality is very few times do I ever hear somebody on a national broadcast. I'll be honest with you. When Benetti does it, love it. Joe Davis, who's with the Dodgers, love it. Usually it is the play-by-play analyst that brings things, or sorry, it's the color analyst that brings things down. In the case of Costas, a 2-for-2. BA's, by the way, Brian Anderson's fine. I just don't know him in the Jeff Francoeur business either. I just think announcing in baseball, I wish we just had more guys who had interesting analysis and interesting thoughts and actually were interested in the games you were watching.
Maybe it's like by association. I was saying they were both good. I think Brian Anderson has done a good job. I guess I just kind of felt Francoeur has been a good like compliment to him, but I think that broadcast starts with Anderson. I think Anderson's good, and I thought he's been fine this series. And he, to me, he has sounded like he is interested in this series. Like that's my perspective on it, but maybe I'm wrong.
It just sounds like vanilla wallpaper to me. But we got a big game tonight. Do or die
Can
for the Gardos.
You lick vanilla wallpaper? Like, does it have flavor? Is like Willy Wonka?
No. These snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Because if that was the case, I would like vanilla wallpaper.
But what chance do you give the Guardians to win the next two games?
What are we doing? Like a scale or like a scale, a percentage? Like what?
I mean, I just ask you a question. You're an adult. I trust you to answer the question in whichever way you need to.
I was asking for more context. No,
it's a question.
So I'll say this. I feel really good about today. I think that they're going to show up. I hope that understanding that last night it seemed like guys like Jose, guys like Naylor were pressing a little bit and trying to swing for the fences. I hope that they were able to sort of sit down as a group and just be like, listen, like as sort of like we played in the 5-5, Stephen Vogt's comments about like, let's have fun out there. Let's play baseball. Like, we know we can win this. This has been us all year. We rally when our backs are against the wall and we have nothing to lose. Let's just go play. I hope they take on that mentality. I feel like they will take on that mentality. I think they're going to get a good start from Tanner Bibee. And so I feel good about them forcing a game 5. That's where things get dicey because it's Scooble. But I do think that game 2 showed you that you can like hold your own with Scooble. And if you get into that bullpen against your bullpen, you know you have a shot. I mean, that game came down to literally one pitch. One pitch was the difference. And maybe Emmanuel Clase's got his good stuff next time. And this time around, it's a Tigers pitcher that makes the mistake. So I feel good that they can. I really do. Like, I'm not saying that there's not some doom and gloom here. Like, I'm not a little bit nervous, and I don't think that their backs are against the wall, and I'm worried about the season ending for the fans out there, and I want to see this thing continue. But and I don't want to have to talk about the offseason. But at the same time, like, this is this is a team that has responded to that adversity before. So if you're asking me to like give you like some sort of feeling on how I feel, I think they can win both these games and still advance to the next round because I think they're a good enough team to do that.
So I believe this will be, if the Guardians win tonight, it'll be the first time they've won an elimination game since 1997. So history scares the bleep out of me. I don't know why I said bleep like a Porky Pig. But I'm probably more confident than I should be. And a lot of this just comes back to tonight's a hard one. Tonight is the one where if you can work through that pressure and play free, there's no reason. I actually think you could see if you can put pressure on Detroit early, I can actually shift a lot of the pressure onto them because as much as they might think, well, we've got Scooble going in game 5, you also have to go back to Cleveland. Yeah. And it's just a little bit easier in the playoffs when you've got home cooking on. And I think both these teams thrive off the environment. So take the crowd out of it. Make this young team know. So I think you made actually a good point of like, well, is it at 1-10?
I actually made a good point for once.
Yeah, that's what I said. Is it, you know, percentage thing? I don't really know about that because I'll be honest with you. I don't know how you can quantify this because it feels like all the momentum is going against you.
Yeah.
So, like, I think the Guardians are a good team. I don't think that the first, was it 19 innings? Or 19 innings. The first 17 innings of this series were a mirage. And I think this team is smart enough to know they just go out there and play your own game and see where this thing goes. I also am confident, listen, Tanner Bibee being on the bump gives me some confidence. I think he had a shaky start in game 1.
Yeah.
And he battled and he showed you that even if he's amped up, not locating his stuff the best way, that he can fight through it. So I think that gives me a bit of confidence in this one as well.
And I think, like, obviously the way things have gone the last two games, it feels very ominous, but there are some stats that suggest, like, even though the bats aren't working and they're not driving in runs, that they are still having more success at the plate than the Tigers are. Like, they're barreling up more balls. The exit velo on more of their hits are more of the contact they make is higher than what the Tigers are. It's just a lot of times these you know, hard hit balls they hit go right to a defender or somebody on the Tigers makes a great diving play or something that eliminates a potential scoring opportunity. So it's not like I think they're playing terrible. And that's the other thing. Like, you talk about like baseball playoffs, momentum is so fickle. Like, it doesn't translate the same way I feel like it does in football sometimes, where it's like, here's what I'll say. Like, there's times where, and I'm not saying that it's across the board this way, because the Tigers are a very hot team and they've continued to be hot. But, like, in football, I feel like you win one game, that can sometimes spark you winning, like, 3, 4, 5 games. In baseball, I feel like it's the one sport where, like, day-to-day, I don't know that there's always, like, a ton of carryover. Like, it feels like each game is its own individual thing. And so if they come out and they provide the first blow. We know how important it is to score first. That's another big baseball stat. Like, the team that scores first wins like 68% of the time or something like that. But like, if they can come out and provide that first punch, like you said, it throws some of the pressure back on Detroit. But that could also be the thing, like, in that one individual game that gets the lineup going. And like, okay, now we've seen the ball get into play. Now we starting to feel ourselves. Maybe Bibee comes out and throws a great game and shuts down Detroit. And then you have this great sort of thing working where the offense is back, Bibee's doing his thing, and you feel good about how that game kind of plays out, and you set yourself up to then send it back to Cleveland.
So I think my biggest doubt about tonight is Jose Ramirez going to show up.
I think that's a good one. I would ask the same for Naylor.
Naylor is who he is. He's a hot and cold hitter. Like I said earlier, he's a Jeff Bezos version of Daniel Vogelbach. He's a guy that probably needs to lose 15 pounds. He's a guy that there's a lot of swing and miss to his game, a lot of hot and cold to his game. Like, Naylor gets hot. And I thought Rebecca did a great job, because she said, I'm so confused. Naylor has had hits in each game. When his hits come, matter. And it feels like when his big swings and misses come are in the big moments. And so that, I think, is the concern with Naylor. But with Hosey, I mean, this is it. Like, this is the legacy run. Like, this is a game where, you know, let's be honest with you. You're not going to get, unless it's an accident, you're not going to get a fastball groove right down the middle. Just not. And so you have to take.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The opportunities that are given to you, and I want it so bad for Hosey, but I just don't know I can trust him tonight, and I hate having to say that.
How much do you think home field matters in if they get to a game five? Because there's tons of studies and the stats that show that in baseball especially, there's not really a home field advantage. Like, road teams are winning. Maybe some of that is the home teams in a lot of these series are the teams that had the layoff, and so they're just not quite, they don't have the same momentum as the other teams do. But there's a lot of stats that suggest like there's no such thing as that in baseball, especially. But I actually, to me, I think for the Guardians, it matters like being at home. Like, I would still rather have that home crowd on your side, where if you get into it, if you put Scooble in a tough spot in a game five and you got runners on with one out, you know, runners on first and second, and you get that that chant from the crowd that like Scooble, like you get that stuff going. I just feel like that stuff can impact a game and it matters.
What chant is that?
You never heard like the...
No, I didn't. So can you just give it to me?
Scooble.
They just do that once?
No, they just keep going.
Like, well, but give me a taste.
I need a chorus though. So you gotta do it with me. Okay.
But I don't know how to do it. You're teaching me. There's a teachable moment here. Come on, give it to me. That did not sound great. 216-474-0092. What chance do you give the Gardos to win the next two games? And we got to get to the Jose Ramirez legacy run next on 92.3 The Fan. And I think it'd be huge for him. Because I'll be honest with you, the thing that it's so like part, it's not just frustration that Jose hasn't delivered since 2016 in the playoffs. It's not just that. It's that I want people outside of Cleveland to see Jose how we see him.
Yeah.
Which is, as a guy, like, I don't think people realize how rare it is to be pretty much a six war player every year. And this guy just, he is consistent as hell. And by the way, that's as his defensive value has fallen a little bit here, where he's actually a negative war now defensively. So he's actually, his offensive game, his numbers have actually creeped up a little bit on O war. So like, I just think this is a huge game for his legacy, because I think this postseason can be that too.
I definitely understand the point of like you want people to realize the esteem that we hold Jose Ramirez here. A part of me agrees with that, where it's like if you do it on this stage, people are going to start to realize how good this guy is. Part of me also is like tired of trying to convince people that Jose Ramirez is good, because every year we have these conversations where we're like, should he be in the MVP conversation? And all these national analysts call in and or we have them on the show and they talk about like, well, I know that Jose Ramirez is good and I'm a voter and blah, blah, blah. And so that's supposed to be the only thing that matters. But then every year they're still voting for the same guys, largely deserved. Obviously, Aaron Judge deserved it this year in the AL. But so part of me is just kind of like, I'm done like caring about what other people think. Like, we know Jose's good and that should be all that matters. But I will say this too, like, what's interesting about star players and this time of year, there's actually a lot of guys that you can go back in history or even now and point to and realize like they were great regular season guys and it took them a while to figure it out in the playoffs sometimes. And I think part of that is just sample size. Like, the playoffs, getting there is hard enough. And then when you do get there, you only get like what percentage of at-bats do you get over the course of an entire season just in the postseason? It's a small, small amount. I think I threw out the number like maybe 35 at-bats total if you make like a World Series run. So it's not like it's tough to in that span of time, like especially after you had a week off, like just be great from start to finish, which is why when guys do that, it's incredible and we remember them forever. But it takes sometimes guys a little bit to get there because you only get so many of these opportunities. Aaron Judge notoriously hasn't been great in the postseason. He hasn't been great to start this postseason. Mookie Betts historically hasn't been great in the postseason. This year, he's having a really good postseason. He hit another first inning home run yesterday for the Dodgers. So Clayton Kershaw was another example. Awful postseason pitcher until the year that they finally made the run of the World Series, which kind of gets an asterisk because it was the COVID season. But still, sometimes it just takes these guys like more and more opportunities. And that's the thing that kind of makes them be remembered as great postseason players and it helps their legacy.
Well, but I think maybe why we're more acutely feeling this pressure, we've already talked about that it feels like this is anybody's year. I think the other thing is just Jose's 32. And yeah, I
know
think
the end is his career is getting shortened. At some point, he's probably going to become a DH.
And you just don't know how long anybody has. We know we've got Jose for, I think, another 5 years, another 6 years. So we know he's going to be here, but you just don't know how, you just don't honestly know how much his peak is going to sustain as he gets a little bit older. And so he could be this Jose for another 3 years. So he could have another crack at it. But, like, tonight could be logically his last chance to do this, because you're not guaranteed next year either if this division is going to continue to be this tough. So, again, I'm not trying to make too much of it, but like tonight,
no, I get it. I get it.
For me, it's Hosey. Like, it's go time. And I know he doesn't have Juan Soto behind him. I know that this team, you know, that I think Hosey probably puts even more pressure on himself because there are obvious holes in the lineup in the back half of the lineup. Okay. Well, this is go time. You're never guaranteed tomorrow. So when we start talking about if the Guardians lose this game, if you thought the critiques were tough yesterday, if you thought that was you know, hard-hitting stuff there, just wait till if they don't win this game and Hosey's 0 for 3 again in this one.
Yeah, I think tonight is about Hosey for sure. I would put Tanner Bibee as maybe the secondary person, because if he can again, last night you were playing behind the eight ball, and we talked so much already this show, Nick, about how it felt like Jose was pressing, Naylor was pressing, guys were just trying to swing for the fences to make something happen. The moment you fall behind, I think that amps up a little bit more, where they feel like they got to make a play and they got to be the hero for the team. So if you can get, even if you don't score in the first inning, I hope to God it's like game one and the bats are just lighting it up and they're putting up some like five runs in the first and they're cruising on their way to a win. But if they don't score in the first, Bibee coming out and giving you like a shutdown inning immediately of like, okay, we didn't score, but they're not scoring either. I think that goes a long way in setting the tone for this game. That's the thing I want to see out of the gate. Ideally, yes, get some runs on the board in the first inning, get Kwan on, and maybe Jose drives him in. And then if you can follow that up with Bibee giving you like a great inning to shut their bats down and give you a lead going into inning number two, I think that sets the tone for this game and calms everybody down where they don't feel like they have to press.
I just think, as simple as what you're saying, because I agree with you, I think the best case scenario is Kwan, Manzardo, Hosey, and Naylor get some points on the points, some runs on the board in the first. Then Bibee comes in and makes sure there are no response runs. And I think the number one reason is I do think it can help shut that crowd up. And everyone wants to talk about the home field advantage not mattering as much in the playoffs. Tell me that didn't matter yesterday, especially after Vierling made that ridiculous catch on the David Fry scorcher to third base. So I agree, taking the Detroit crowd out of this, and this one specifically, is huge. And I still feel as confident as I can, but there still is those nerves, because this is where you find out whether the Guardians are a playoff team, whether they're a championship team, or whether maybe they just kind of...
playoff baseball, too.
Yeah, like
You're always going to feel that way at this time of year with playoffs, but and that's why we love it, right?
Big game preview next on 92.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.